I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I am with Joe Shealy with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Joe, how are the exports doing?
Well, it's been a big year for pork exports. We're up about 9% over last year. The big story there is Mexico. We're at a record pace for pork exports to Mexico, probably going to be about $2 billion. But the good news goes beyond Mexico, doing really well in Central America, Dominican Republic, some of our other Latin American markets, and also picking up some ground in Asia. European pork production is down this year, down pretty sharply, and we've been able to capitalize by capturing some more market share, markets like Korea, Taiwan, Australia, Malaysia. And so a really strong year on the pork side. On the beef side, it's been a little tougher sledding this year. 2022 was just a monster year for beef exports, almost $12 billion in exports last year, which is a number I never thought we'd see. This year, with production down, beef supplies are tightening. We knew this year would be a bit lower, but we've also hit some economic headwinds in our big Asian markets like Japan and Korea and even China to some degree. So those markets are down, but we feel like they'll come back when those economies start to pick up a little bit. In the meantime, we've really had a lot of success with beef exports here in the Western Hemisphere. Mexico is up double digits this year. Exports to Canada are pretty strong. In Central America, Dominican Republic, those markets are all performing quite well, shipping a little bit more to Europe this year, despite all the restrictions. So I think our portfolio for beef this year is strong, but we probably won't see those 2022 numbers again for a couple of years when our production ticks back up a bit.
And how's it looking for next year in 2024?
Right. We think pork exports will continue to grow. We think we'll remain strong in Mexico. We'll hopefully pick up a bit in Japan. And so we're looking for, coming off 8 or 9% growth this year, we're looking for growth around 2 or 3% next year. Beef exports, we think with supplies further tightening, it'll be another tougher year for beef exports. But in the meantime, even though our volumes are down, beef exports continue to add a lot of value per head. Our exports, with our slaughter numbers down, exports are still equating to about $400 a head. I can remember not too many years ago that figure was $150 to $200. So at $400 per head, exports are still adding a lot of value. Need to get our cattle numbers up, but that's still a lot of good news on the export side. And again, I think beef production will trend down again next year, but we'll eventually see those larger calf crops, and we'll be well positioned to expand our exports again. And this is a good opportunity for, none of this would be possible. All this marketing of pork and beef internationally would not be possible without the support of our great member organizations. In Kansas, we have Kansas Corn, Kansas Soybean, Kansas Beef Council, and the Kansas Pork Producers, and we really appreciate their support. It's been very steadfast all the way through COVID, all the way through some of these tough economic cycles. We've had very strong, steadfast support out of Kansas, and we can't thank them enough for that.
I have been speaking with Joe Shealy with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and this is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM 550 AM.